Bail has been set at $5 million for Alfonso Rodriguez Jr. Rodriguez is a three-time convicted rapist, and angry opinion pieces in local newspapers question why Rodriguez was out, walking free, given his criminal history. But he had served his time. Should a judge keep a prisoner in jail beyond his sentence in order to protect public safety? Charles Warden had to make just this kind of decision while serving 20 years as a district court judge in Kansas, and he joins us now. Hello.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Mr. Warden, you looked across the bench at sex offenders and had to consider their sentences. What kinds of things were you weighing as a judge at that point?
You always look at the crime that's been committed and the sentence that's possible that's been defined by the legislature. You look at, is there a chance that that you can rehabilitate the person? What is the victim's position? Is he a danger to society in the future?
So when you're looking at someone who's a three-time convicted rapist, you're thinking,
how long can you put them away?
Do you think it's morally or legally right to keep someone who served their time in prison indefinitely?
Those are two different questions. You ask questions legally and morally. If the due process safeguards are enacted, it is, and that's a decision by United States Supreme Court upholding Kansas and some other states' laws concerning that. Morally, if the person is a true predator and a danger to society, and yes.
Yes, it is okay to keep them indefinitely behind bars?
If they meet those final standards. You have to take a look at what is the community's interest. If they can't prove it clearly that they're a danger to others, then no, it's not right, because it's not a capital offense. If a person can establish to the court or to a jury that they can live celibate and not be a danger after they've served their sentence, they should be allowed back in the community.
Well, isn't it, in a sense, basically a roll of the dice, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future as a judge? You don't know if they're indeed going to remain celibate and not commit another sex crime.
That's correct.
So how do you determine that?
The best predictor of the future is a person's past conduct.
But that's not, in trial, you're usually not allowed to bring up past crimes.
At sentencing, you are. At sentencing, it becomes extremely important in determining what is the appropriate sentence. In determining guilt and innocence, what's happened before is generally not admissible, except if it's a similar type crime. Particularly if you have a rape crime, if you have a person that's charged with rape and he has two or three prior convictions, if the facts are similar, the jury should and is entitled to hear that evidence. And then you go to the next phase, which you have, what is the punishment? Some places the judge has a broad range of years. And the classic example would be where you have an individual that has three particular prior convictions. The prosecutor could then ask to have a enhanced sentencing. They're entitled to a jury trial on that. A jury would listen to that, and the sentence could be enhanced longer than normal if they, in fact, were that type of person.
Now, what about chemical castration? Is that an option you'd consider?
Not me.
Why not?
People can see that that's the only part that offends. And it's not always that. There are other ways people abuse, rape, and hurt them, other than just with their sex organs.
Do you think adult sex offenders can be rehabilitated?
First, you have to define, there are many different types of sex offenders. Most sex offenders are individuals who, because of certain events or times, have focused upon one person. And in those persons, they have a pretty good chance of rehabilitating them. It may have been somebody they knew, somebody they became fixated on, a family member. Those are your more traditional sex offenders. And those individuals with proper therapy, sex counseling, have a good possibility of being reformed. A pedophile, a third-time rapist, no. I do not think there's a high percentage of rehabilitation.
Do you want to add anything else?
You know, the most common sex crime is parent to child or step parent to child. The serial three-time rapists are rare. The problem is to identify those people early on and then have society appropriately deal with them. Oftentimes, the legislature and the system tries to create a cookie-cutter sentence. They'll make one that's harsh, and that harsh one will be too harsh for the norm and not hard enough for that hardcore third-time person out there.
Charles Warden was a district court judge in Kansas for more than 20 years, and he's now a practicing lawyer in Norton, Kansas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.